Welcome back to the Avengers podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. We also have a website, AvengersPodcast.com. Check us out over there. We have all of our social media links. It'll be a good time. And you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. If you'd like to support the show, you can support it in one of two ways. You can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon. We have about 8 or 9 movie reviews at this point. You can get Avengers news. You can get watch parties. Hang out with us on our Discord. Check out some of those tiers and see if it's something that interests you. And I promise you, without our patron support, we would not have this show. So thank you to our patrons. And another way to support the show is consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice if you like the show. You'd be surprised how much it goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show, and we greatly appreciate that support. But I'm just one of your hosts. My name is Brandon, and I can't do this without my two hosts, Clinton and Emmy. Clinton, how are you doing, sir?
I'm feeling froggy.
Froggy! Ow! Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling fresh and a little froggy as well.
Fresh, froggy.
Froggy fresh, baby.
You want to talk about froggy and fresh? Guys, we have, when we took a break, the last time we recorded was Hawkeye Episode 6. In that little time period, we got 11 new patrons. 11
new
patrons, guys. So we're going to shout those patrons out right now, because I'm really, really excited about it. So, guys, here is a shout out to all of our lovely patrons. We got to start out with Ryan Dahl, Patrick Daly, Annabelle Rogers, Lena Duenas, Monty Hill, Felix Hermison, Tyler Galantine, Mr. Body Massage himself.
Galantine.
Galantine, I apologize. Happy Valentine's, Galantine. Mr.
I bet he's never heard that before.
Mr. Body Massage himself. He is a frequent watcher of our Twitch streams. Rika Reddy, Kip Hunter-Jones, and Dakota Walker. 11 hey. Patrons. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Your support is why we continue this show. So thank you guys so much
for why we're able to do things for the show.
Exactly.
You know, like merch.
Oh, guys, if you are
merch alert.
Merch alert. If you go to Avengers Podcast,
we have merch now, guys.
Yes. Go to AvengersPodcast.com/shop. And you will see our merch. We've got stickers, we've got mugs, we've got hoodies, we've got t-shirts. So check us out over there. I'm just stoked. I'm wearing one of our hoodies right now because it's super comfortable and warm, and I love it. And I actually like almost wear it to sleep because it's better than any blanket. Fuck blankets.
I've got the blue official Avengers Podcast t-shirt, and I will tell you, it looks really good.
Yeah.
With the red.
Oh yeah.
But we got a website too. So go to the website and then there's a shop section and find you something nice.
Clinton, what's our website? Just out of curiosity. What?
AvengersPodcast.com.
I thought I was going to get you.
What do you think I thought it was?
I just didn't think you knew it exactly off the top of your head.
Really?
Here we go. Airing out that dirty laundry again. All over.
Avengers. D A. Oh.
D-U-H. Duh. Avengers. Avenger
it's
podcast.
It's really not that, guys. It's just AvengersPodcast.com. Not the Avengers, just
A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S
podcast. That's
AvengersPodcast.com. You all. I hope you enjoy.
I would like to point out that the mug is 11 ounces, not 12 ounces. I think we've had a couple people that have used a Keurig and had a whoopsie day.
So, oops. Sorry, guys. Sorry. So our size doesn't matter, but we're a little short. Sorry, guys. Just a little short.
We make up for it in stickers, though. If you order stickers, you get 5 of them.
And you can add more to the mug. can put the stickers around the top of that the mug. And make another, like,
sounds
inch.
Like
yeah, I'm sure that's fully waterproof.
Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. So disregard that. But guys, thank you so much. This is our 2021 MCU in review. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Ah, anyone that's been with us, any OG listeners that remember us from that time, we are doing our Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel Studios 2021 projects. We are going to discuss highlights of each show, kind of give a brief highlight that we each share with the show, and also talk about where we rank the show as well. Kind of, hey, we've talked about Avengers Bar. Yeah, so we're going to, and movie shows as well. So we're going to give our Avengers Bar ratings. It's going to be a lot of fun. So 2021 was stacked, guys. I mean, absolutely stacked. Yeah, Clinton just straight up stacked. It's unreal how stacked.
Also, if you don't know what the Avengers Bar is, it's our ranking, like Apple or not Apple, freaking IMDb.
I'm that
Rotten
bitch.
Tomatoes, and Google do their, you know, stars. We have our ranking, and it's called the Avengers Bar, in case you weren't aware.
I completely agree with you, man.
They also make a mean martini at the Avengers Bar.
That's fair.
Ah, yes.
Nice margarita. Oh, cucumber gosh. One.
If we ever I make it really big.
Cucumber margarita in New Mexico, and it was delicious.
If we ever make it, like, huge, like, really, really huge, like, we will have an Avengers Bar. I promise you that. where you come in, watch Marvel Studios movies, and get a little hydrated. And then we make you rate the movie once you leave.
And we will have a cucumber margarita.
Ah, that sounds wonderful. So guys, 9 Marvel Studios projects in 2021. This is the craziest year ever. I think the previous high, what was it, 3 or 4? Like 9
before the shows.
Yeah, before the shows, I think what?
It's like 4, wasn't it?
4 movies, I think we got. And we got 4 movies and 5 shows. And the debut of an animated sector of Marvel Studios as well. So it's sorry. That was me.
Excuse you.
Like, sorry about that, guys.
Can you keep your butthole away from the mic, please?
I have no idea why.
Ooh, I hate that word, butthole. Stop saying
butthole.
Oh, we might have to say butthole more now.
So much better than just butt. Because you can put your butt next to the mic as much as you want. Just don't put the hole right next.
There's
to
that's gross. Stop saying it.
I guarantee there's one listener right now. It's like, why did I miss these guys? Why?
We're what, 5 minutes in and they're talking about buttholes?
5 minutes and 19 seconds and they've talked about buttholes. This is ridiculous.
Your butthole wouldn't be as gross if you use wet wipes or a bidet.
Wash your ass, folks, if there's anything you take away from the show. So we're going to start out with the first show that hit our TV screens, actually, for a change. This was the very first Marvel Studios Disney Plus series. WandaVision came out January 5th, 2021. These are all United States release dates. No offense to our international listeners, just going to give it a little preference there. So January 15th, 2021, WandaVision came out and immediately captivated us all with its almost trippy, weird thriller homage to classic television, yet moving and advancing the Marvel Studios story in a way we've never seen before. I think to this day, we saw such a strong listenership. Like overnight, it was like we went from 20 people listening to us to a few thousand because of WandaVision. And WandaVision, I mean that as actually a compliment to the show. I think WandaVision captivated a lot of audiences and a lot of people that wanted to.
Lots of speculation.
A lot of speculation. Honestly, guys, probably my favorite show that we've reviewed. Not saying it's my favorite show out of the 9 projects or my favorite show movie, but it was so much fun to speculate week over week. We jumped off the deep end plenty of times, Mephisto, choo-choo bitch, you know, but like it was.
Well, I'm still on that fucking train.
I'm still jumping off the deep end, man.
Yeah, it was an absolute blast, guys. I absolutely loved this show and I loved reviewing it with you guys. This was kind of our... hey, we're going to show who we really are because we reviewed all the movies before it, all 23 movies. So, guys, let's talk about some highlights. All right. Just one highlight. Each of us, we kind of talk about, and that's really hard for a 9-episode series, but it can be a kind of a broad overlay as well. So Emmy, I'm going to start with you. What was your highlight for WandaVision?
Okay. Well, you already talked about the speculation and the format like that. I really did love, but like the moment that really stuck with me from this show. And like, now that I've removed myself, it's over a year later, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. January 15th. Over a year later.
Yeah. February's after January.
Well, we could talk about it.
Remember when it came out.
Well, we could also
We
could talk about when it concluded as well.
I wasn't listening.
That's Amy was looking over her notes. I can see her like sporadically like, oh, I got to get this. I got to get that.
Yeah. But okay. So the moment that sticks out to me as like the, this is WandaVision for me was the moment in the finale. And so I need to stop giving the finale shit. In the finale, when she suits up. And she just like, she's like, I am my own bitch. I am a badass. Like,
hear me roar.
Yeah. That to me, that's a highlight. That is the highlight from the series.
That's a great one. Clinton, what was your highlight for WandaVision?
I actually rewatched WandaVision just 2 days ago.
Oh, so nice.
Oh my gosh.
When I was in New Mexico and you guys say you support me, y'all didn't even like my post about it on Twitter. You bitches.
I still don't have notifications on for Twitter.
I do. I just don't give a shit.
Well, you've liked other Avengers stuff since then, Emmy. Did you not see mine there? Do you even follow me?
I had to get rid of some followers so that Twitter could see that I'm more popular.
When I went to New Mexico, my buddy had started WandaVision, but he wouldn't go past episode 2 because he's like, I can't do this. He wasn't one that was captivated by the throwbacks. And I know there was a lot of people like that. I have a manager who did the same thing and to this day hasn't finished it. And I'm like, if you can just get to episode 4, it really gets out of that world a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we gave the finale shit, like not shit, but like there was a lot that happened in that final episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot. But mine wasn't necessarily a standout as far as what happened in the show. The standout for WandaVision for me was thematically the theme of grief and overcoming that what stood out to me. And Elizabeth Olsen's performance in that realm, like seeing her walk through those stages and seeing her like overcome the grief. And obviously it's on a superhero level, but that was what stood out to me is overcoming pain and hurt and grief.
Well said, Clinton. You know, I will say the highlight for me, and I'm going to try if one of us is the last one, I kind of challenge us all to like pick something that hasn't been picked before, because I think that kind of will, you know, what I'm going to say is in an odd way, the introduction to the X-Men universe, you know, the Quicksilver, you know, Evan Peters. I really thought, yes, I know it kind of have a botched landing with Ralph Boner. I understand that. But it was the first time
we had a hard landing.
Ah.
Deserved a button ching.
Oh, sorry.
It's 2022. Those are over.
Yeah, we don't do those anymore. Unless you're a Patreon. So anyway, but like I will say, I love... It was kind of a tease, I guess, in the best way possible, but it still was cool to see someone from that Fox universe. And obviously the character he played as Quicksilver, yes, it was a little bit different. It was obviously tweaked for the show, but it was still cool to kind of have that, oh my God, it's Evan Peters as Quicksilver. We lost our shit. We lost our shit when that happened. And it was such a cool reveal. It was so earned. And just how they played it off where... You're not really him. Yeah, you are. No, you're not. Are you from another universe? Like, listen to our episodes. I promise you, we went crazy with theories during this time. And it was such a fun time. And I will honestly say, yeah. And that's why we started this podcast. That's why we do this podcast, the fun aspect. And that was, I think, at the
height. It hasn't been fun since.
No, we haven't done it. So this is our last episode. Bye, guys.
We're back. Just kidding. Psych.
We hate each other now. No, but like, I will just say, like, it was fun. And that was so much fun to talk about with you guys, to talk with our listeners, our new listeners at that time, you know, and it was really, really cool. So I will say that. So guys, now that we've all talked about a highlight from the show. Emmy.
Okay. Not a highlight, but I do want to give them props.
Here it goes.
In the middle of a panorama.
Oh yeah. And kept it.
I mean, we were deep, deep in the middle of paganistic.
Yes. Yes.
I once listened to something where they kept switching out the word pandemic for different words. It made me laugh so hard.
I listened to someone that talked about like a reunion tour. So I'm going to call it the NSYNC reunion tour. The NSYNC reunion tour was heading full steam ahead at that point. You know, yeah. Justin Timberlake.
And they still...
It was going to be May. It was crazy. It was nuts.
And they still brought it together and made it work. And I applaud them for that because I know it's really hard to do that in a pachyderm.
Well said.
Well, they filmed a lot of it before that. They just had to reshoot some stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Don't give them too much credit, Emmy.
Yeah, no, we don't give credit.
We enjoyed it during a panorama, but
so. Avengers
things
bar.
Were shifted though.
Avengers,
we could. Bar. I could talk about this one forever, so we need to move on. Because
all right,
we're trying. So, Avengers,
don't you bar. At me, Brent.
Avengers bar scale 0 to 100. That's usually our Avengers bar, right? Or do we do points?
10.
We do, oh,
in but, 0.5 increments.
Oh, we do 0.5 increments. Ooh, this is gonna be tough for me. I screwed up.
Oh, I did a whoopsie do, and we might have a 0.25. So, oopsie.
Fix it now because okay. We need consistency.
I'm not
going,
no,
we need consistency. You're the numbers person, and you fudge this up. Do better.
It's always gonna be a repeating decimal because, well, unless. No, for the most part, it's always going to be a repeating decimal because we're dividing.
It's a 0.5. You made that rule.
All right, guys.
Who made that rule?
All right, guys.
You made that rule.
All right, by 0.5 increments, let's do our Avengers bar. I'll start out since I went last with my highlight. I'm going to say a 9.5 out of 10. Reliving this and thinking about it in the greater scope of the MCU, how inventive and how fun it was, how the themes as well, Clinton. There was so much that there is to love about this show. I know the finale didn't stick. If the finale, and we say that, I think it did a lot of things right. I think we were a little harsh at that time.
You should rewatch it, Brandon, for real.
I think I will.
I think I enjoyed it better the second time.
Yeah, and that's crazy to me because it was near perfection for me the first time I watched it. And so that near perfection gets a 9.5 out of me. Clinton, what was your score?
9.5 as well. I think I ranked it a 9 before because yeah. I think we did the Avengers bar on this. But
subject to change.
Rewatching it for me and getting to watch it with someone that has never seen it was fun too. So, 9.5.
Well said.
And I think it has huge implications for the future too.
Well said, my friend. Emmy, close us out.
I agree with you guys. However, I gave it a 9. And now I was very confident about this list last week, but mm-hmm. this week I'm a different freaking person.
I know.
So it's not a 9.5 for me because there's still a whole point that it could have been better mm-hmm. in certain areas. I think some things were handled sloppily. Ralph Boner.
Yes, that's a very good point.
It's a sloppy boner.
Yeah. It's a sloppy boner.
Sometimes that's a good thing, though. So sometimes that gets you a 0.5, if you know what I'm saying.
And usually I'm a fan of a sloppy boner.
Oh,
all right.
No, I'm not a fan of sloppy anything except for my room.
Joe's. Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, no. Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I used to call them hair burgers because they looked like it was hair covered in barbecue sauce.
And a lot of times when lunch, they would have hair in them, but you just keep eating it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You pull the hair out and you press forward.
Amy's about to really throw up, actually. I'm going to throw up. Amy was really thinking about it.
I think it was the noise that you were doing too, of like your throw up noise was sorry. Like triggering.
Oh, that's awesome.
Something inside Ooh, of me.
I might have a Patreon.
So that
idea.
Gives us an Avengers bar between the three of us. That's a 9.3.
9.3. Well, okay. A great start. So we switch mm-hmm. over to our second series. And also our second project for 2021. It was The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which debuted March 19th, 2021 in the States.
The day before my birthday. Hint, hint, it's coming up again.
Weep, 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 weep. No one cares.
Everyone cares, okay? I've already gotten my first birthday present, and I haven't even opened it yet.
That is so
is it this one?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can I open it?
No.
Why would you open it? You're such a jerk.
Falcon, it is my birthday month.
It is. Happy
birthday. 2 months.
Well, 2 months, I was going to say. It's not March yet, but then you said 2 months.
Don't be that person.
She's
it's always my birthday.
It's my birthday week.
No, don't do it.
No, bitch, it's not.
If you celebrate,
this is the year of my birthday.
That's like saying this is my month year.
It's no, my it's a month birthday. Year.
It's not a birthday week.
Okay,
I mean, but you can also say birth year.
Ah,
you could say that every year.
Yeah. Yeah, my birthday is happening in this year.
You're not winning.
Therefore, it is my year.
Oh my gosh, that makes no sense. Okay, so Falcon and the Winter Soldier, March 19th, 2021. It came out.
Fat Wuss, as we like to call it.
Fat Wuss. Yeah, so anyway, if you love Fat Wuss, we did too. This show brought about such a unique conversation and opened my eyes to my own. I had the same feelings as Winter Soldier throughout this entire show of why wouldn't you just take the mantle and just what it means. And we also brought in a special guest, CJ, to I think it was review episode 5 with us. And it was such an awesome and beautiful conversation. We had such a blast recording and talking about this, and it was a much deeper conversation than we had I think in any Marvel Studios, or maybe a different level of deep, I guess. It was a wonderful show, and it even educated me and my own, I don't know how to say it. It was just my own perspective of things and how they're not entirely accurate. And I think when a show can make you think outside of yourself, a fictional show can make you see real life implications. It's a beautiful and real thing. And I absolutely love the show. I'm going to say my highlight for this one was Sam. I mean, I'm just going to say one word, Sam. I thought he had a chance to shine than we've never seen before. We got to see him become Captain America, and it was absolutely beautifully earned, because I think he already earned the role of Captain America and the title of Captain America, but we got to see him accept and willing to take on that mantle and what it means to be, you know, it was just, I don't know, I can't put it into words what the show means to me. And I don't think I'd love to rewatch this one too, just because of how emotionally impacting it was. But Sam shined. And I know we talk about John Walker and how layered that character is and the PTSD aspect. Winter Soldier, same thing, and how his growth. Sam just still stands out to me, and I absolutely love the show. So that's my highlight, guys. So curious to hear what you think. Amy, I'm going to start with you second.
Okay. Once again, I feel like you brought up the themes, and I'm going to sound like a broken record, but once again, the suit up. The suit up is what stood out to me. Once again, like a character becoming their own version of superhero, like of a hero, really speaks to me. And then just kind of like taking on that mantle and being like, this is who I am. This is like, the suit up scenes for me are very powerful and empowering, I think, for the characters that I've grown to love so much.
Very cool. Clinton, what was your highlight?
you said the theme of like the social issues going on and things like that. And that for me was a big takeaway. So my favorite scene, I think, is the highlight of the show is when Isaiah Bradley is talking to Sam.
Oh God.
And telling him he shouldn't do this and they'll never accept you. And Sam's rebuttal is basically like, they will, you know, he believes differently in that aspect, and he thinks he can represent that and that it needs to be shown differently. That was the biggest highlight for me, is I think Isaiah Bradley, because he had a huge impact on Sam.
And also the real life, you know, I know it's fictional, but they also really played to some really horrible things that happen in the real world. And Isaiah Bradley's character bringing light to a not so favorable past. And I loved Isaiah Bradley. I thought he was a good representation of, you know, there's some things we've got a long way to go on, you know, and I really appreciated that raw take on a not so favorable past.
Yeah, it was a big step for Marvel too, I believe.
Yeah, I agree. So with such a heavy show, guys, we're going to talk about Avengers Bar. Clinton, start us out, man. What was your rating for this show?
I'm going to say this was an 8 for me.
Okay.
Because as much as I love the themes and what it stood for, I felt like it was a little slow in some parts and had some pacing issues. And I sound a little bit hypocritical with WandaVision, but WandaVision, for myself, WandaVision spoke to issues that I have dealt with. And the story kept me engaged. Not saying that Falcon and Winter Soldier didn't, but as far as like the relationship between Sam and Bucky, I felt was misplaced pacing wise in a lot of areas. The issues it spoke to, though, spoke to a broader scope than I think any show that we got this year or got that 2021, any show we got in 2021. I think this show spoke to issues more than any show that came out last year and were the most relevant. I just think it had a little bit of pacing issue, and that's why I give it an 8.
Okay. Emmy, take it from there.
I gave it an 8.5, only 5/10 less than WandaVision. I think kind of for the same reasons. Y'all know I don't love the like hit 'em, shoot 'em up, like real raw. I like the fantastical stuff. And so this one didn't hit me the same way that WandaVision and some of the other shows did. But just because of that, like, I mean, it was still, I mean, it was enjoyable. I loved it. The Zemo, seeing Zemo again, and Winter Soldier being able to maybe not forgive him, but at least like let him go. It showed a lot of growth in the characters.
Yeah. And then seeing Sharon Carter again too, seeing some returning characters mm-hmm. as well.
That was another reason that frustrated me with her big shift in character. I feel like it was, if the show would have stayed on the theme of Sam and Isaiah and the stories between them and what he was facing as a black man taking on the mantle of Captain America, I feel like I would have enjoyed it more, because every time there was Sam and his story and what he was facing, I was completely engaged. And then I feel like they just fluffed the story more with like Sharon Carter because they wanted some kind of twist. And like, but we guessed it the whole time when we were reviewing it. Everyone guessed it. Zemo, I loved Zemo. It was fun to watch, but then like he puts on the mask for 2 seconds and he's done.
Yeah.
All the fluff stuff, I wanted more of like the social commentary, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they did it. They did it, but they also fluffed up a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. That makes
sense. Yeah, it does. And Falcon Winter Soldier, I got an 8.5 out of 10 as well, Emmy. I do think it's hurt. I think it is a point lower than WandaVision in my scale, just because of what Clinton was talking about. I mean, there were scenes where it just was like really just pacing wise not the fastest, just a little bit. I felt like it was plotting. Like we could have summarized this with a quick conversation, but we're sitting here, you know, talking about it, and it's
not sitting. They were walking and talking.
Yeah. Because
there was one episode that we did with Gandalf.
Yeah,
that was good. That was our post for that one was a good one.
And I really think it started out really slow as well. And I think WandaVision too, but I was more captivated on what the hell was happening.
Just because it was so different.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. if you listen to our Falcon Winter Soldier episode one, I think we were really just off the rails completely. And I think, and I'm not saying we are the best.
We are the scale.
We are not the scale. But if we're more off the rails, I think it's also telling us how captivated we are with what we're watching. So I think it was, you know, a couple things like that, pacing issues that I had a problem with, overall story and theme and message, give it an 8.5. But I feel like those other things kind of detract and bring it down a little bit. So that's my score for it. So we go from there to a character we've known for quite a while, since phase one in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, making his debut.
Iron Man.
Phase one.
Iron Man 2.
Mm-mm, oh, God, guys. I'm going to edit this out so no one hears.
Is that a character? Not a movie, Amy.
I was saying Iron Man 2.
Guys, no.
So like you Iron can Man say also. It.
No. Yep. Hey, bring it in. All this is edited out. No one will hear this ever. It will never make the light of day on any podcast platform.
Rude.
Do you guys want to hear something?
annoying sound in the world?
No. this is exclusive, and I feel like Bobby has already gotten his shirt.
Oh.
So he knows that I sent him a message on the little receipt. Like, I sent myself a message. I sent Bobby a message that said, Iron Man 2 is the best movie ever. Smiley face, Emmy.
Aw, Bobby, enjoy that shout out. That's, not everyone got that. So our next project from phase one, not movie one, phase one, Thor, and also the villain in the Avengers, Loki, debuts June 9th, 2021 with his own series. Loki, what a fantastical and fun thrill ride this was. What an awesome, basically catapult into what this next saga is. Dealing with timelines and dealing with multiverse. And it really kind of showed this is where we're at now. You're not collecting stones anymore now. You know, those are just paperweights. And it just really kind of showed us you're not in Kansas anymore, MCU fans. It's time to take a different approach. And I really, really liked it. So, Emmy, we haven't started with you yet.
Fitting. That's fitting. We shouldn't.
Ouch, Clinton. Emmy, what was your highlight watching Loki?
Okay.
Just kidding, Emmy. I love you. Thank you for letting me stay with you.
I know, for real. Okay, I'm going to go with one that's a little bit... Okay, because I was like, I thought you guys were going to hit me last on this one, and I was like, because I have a lot for this one.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really enjoyed Loki. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that the standout for me was that first episode where Owen Wilson was like, this is your freaking life, man. This is your legacy. This is what you did. You hurt people, you kill people. You're like, you're bad. Loki's just like, I mean, he's like having to confront that, even though it hasn't happened to that version of Loki yet.
Mm-hmm. His mother and all that that he has to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, that first episode was just so emotional and raw. And even I feel like when I watched it the first time, like, I didn't even completely get that. But looking back on it now, like, that is what stands out to me.
And what an interesting, we never seen Loki put on his ass that quick in his life. You know what I mean? Like, he's always been the quick-witted one. He's always been the one that was like, you know, always one step ahead. And
he's a trickster. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got him. They can still hear you.
Yeah. That's a fun time. But like, for Mobius to be the one that's like, nope, no, I'm two steps ahead of you. And I thought that was a really, really cool play. I mean, I thought that was interesting. So, really, really well said. Clinton, what was your highlight for Loki?
I'm torn between two things. So I'm going to have to say two things because,
you're that guy. You're really going to do it.
I'm sorry. I can't help it because I can't decide between the two. So Mobius was a huge standout for me.
Wow.
That's great. I think Owen Wilson killed that role. I think to Emmy's point, kept keeping Loki in check and calling him on the shit was a big deal for Loki, because we've never seen that with Loki before. Thor, yes, gives him shit back. And in Ragnarok, we saw him like at the wit's end, like, I know your tricks at this point. But Mobius, like you said, was always two steps ahead of him. But He Who Remains, Jonathan Majors at the end, which I think we might have guessed was happening.
I think we wanted it to happen really bad.
Yes. And it was rumored and we wanted it to happen. But the fact that that episode was like a 30-minute conversation. There was no action. There was no scene changes. There was nothing. It was literally... Huh?
And it worked. It worked.
Yeah, I was. We were enthralled the whole time during that conversation. And that is a testament to the show. That's a testament to Jonathan Majors. That's a testament to Loki and Sylvie. Like, just that scene... complete dialogue for that long of time stood out to me. And this show had huge implications for the future with the multiverse. So that probably beats the Mobius for me, but man, I loved Mobius in this.
You said like three things: the implications in the multiverse, Mobius, and
but that's because of Kang, He Who Remains
and Kang. But no, but my, I wasn't trying to diss you. It's just
Kang Bang.
But I also think that's also a compliment to the show. Hey, bringing it back, Kang Bang. Do you remember that, guys?
I didn't have that in my notes, but brain was like, hey, remember this?
Remember that? And so that might be it.
Back when we were immature.
We've
grown up since then. We're in sixth grade, not fifth anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That might be a t-shirt, Kang Bang. So you guys.
I bang Kang.
Okay, we're going to move on. So, by the way, Jonathan Majors, give me more of that guy.
That's give me all. More of, yes.
No, yeah, no, I think Clinton and I mean it in two different ways, but whatever your way is for wanting to more Jonathan Majors, we support it here.
I would like to get my major in Jonathan.
Okay, well, anyway, so I'm going to say.
I meant degree.
You need to stop. You need to stop. This is the point where you keep talking, that hole gets deeper, and I'm like, nope.
And you just said hole gets deeper. What am I supposed to do? Son of a bitch!
All right. Anyway.
Put your major in it.
Stop. All right. We're not going to put our John in the major. All right. So, anyway. So, here's the thing. I'm going to say, because whoever's last, he who is last has to pick something different. And you guys said some really good points. I'm going to say Alligator Loki. That is the funniest shit in the entire world to me. I have Alligator Loki socks. I love Alligator Loki. Just, I love the classic Loki. I love the different variants of Loki. It was all really well said and well told, and it was just, it felt so right. It didn't feel hokey. It didn't feel cheesy. It felt funny. It felt fresh. It felt awesome. And just when he went, and he's like, yeah, he doesn't believe you. Like, it was just, it was wonderful. It made me laugh. Still probably one of my favorite or the funniest moment in the entire MCU in 2021 for me was Alligator Loki. I need a series with Alligator Loki really, really bad. I know I'm in the minority. I get it, but I still want it. And just the humor that this show still possessed, even in these serious themes and these overlaying themes and timeline and multiverse and all these variants running around. It still found time to get that Marvel Studios humor in there, and it worked. It just worked. There's, you know, and I was really, really excited about that. So a great way to just summarize that is Alligator Loki. So I really, really enjoyed it. So Loki, Avengers Bar, guys. I'm going to say who I started the first one, I think, and then Clinton, did you start the second one? So Emmy, we're going to start with you to start our Avengers Bar.
Didn't Emmy start the second one?
Nope, she didn't. That was you.
No, I started this one.
Yep. So Avengers Bar, Emmy, what you got?
I liked Loki a lot. I gave it a 9.5 because it went back to the fantastical.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it. I know you guys thought it was a little slow in the middle. I loved it. That was also the episode that we got the bisexual reveal, which was another standout for me. And from talking to listeners and to you guys, like, that's a big part of Loki's character. And I'm glad that they didn't try to push that down, that they recognized that and brought it out. And so I really liked Loki. Also, that shirt, though, and them pants.
Okay. Well, we got a little bit superficial at the end there, but still good stuff, Emmy. So
No, so they were really good quality. He wore them the entire series.
All right.
I think they were part of our merch, weren't they?
No.
Same quality we get our merch.
The same quality. I don't do that. So anyways.
Avengerspodcast.com/shop.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug. So I'm going to say I gave this show.
I guess I'm going last.
Wow, Clinton. You just got to make it about you even when it's not your turn. You haven't gotten last yet for the Avengers bar. That's what we're doing. We're trying to shake things up. So,
See, I'm not good with timelines.
Never
have. Which is fitting for Loki.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of fitting in that timeline, I'd like to.
I'll shut up.
All right.
So, sorry, Dad.
So I'm going to give Loki a 9.0. Nine, solid 9 out of 10 for me. This show, I know we didn't really talk about it, but Miss Minutes, holy shit. The fantastical stuff with Mobius, where he was always one step ahead of Loki. The story, Jonathan Majors as Kang, absolutely unreal. The way they just basically said, everything you know doesn't mean shit anymore with the whole, I know we talked about it before, but obviously the doorstops and the Infinity Stones. That was everything to us. I have 2 Infinity Gauntlets in my room right now. Doesn't mean shit anymore, Brandon. Get over it. You know, and I think it's so cool. I loved it. This show was fun. It was an absolute blast. And Tom Hiddleston gave the performance of his Loki lifetime in this show. I think we saw more from him than we've ever seen previously. Gets a high score for me. 9 out of 10. Loved it. I would say the way the show started and the way the show ended was phenomenal. Some of the middle parts, a little bit slow. That's why it doesn't get a 9.5 or higher for me. Clinton.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
I'm going to give it an 8 as well.
8? Wow. What? Did we watch the same show?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. The lull in the middle bothered me a little bit. There was parts kind of opposite to Falcon and Winter Soldier that felt a little rushed to me. The Sylvie and Loki thing was a little jarring at the beginning. Overall, I like the show. It's still up there. I mean, it's an 8 out of 10. So, but, yeah, it was a little fast paced. I still haven't seen the multiverse fully pay off from it yet. And I think that's a little bit why I'm ranking it this way.
That makes sense.
Because I can't really tell which way is up with the multiverse right now. What caused it? What's happening? Was it WandaVision? Was it Loki? Was it this?
I think it was all of it.
Maybe happening at the same time.
Yeah, I think we're going to find out that it's all connected.
But what was the core thing that made it happen?
All of it's all connected. And because they all happened at the same time. Like, normally one thing alone wouldn't have been able to break it because all of those things happened.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I still really like the show. Jonathan Majors was a standout. There was the lull in the middle. There was a couple episodes I was bored. So, yeah, it's an 8 for me.
What's our Avengers bar, Emmy?
I don't think I gave it for Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, do Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki.
So, Falcon and Winter Soldier got an 8.3 repeating.
Mm-hmm.
And Loki got an 8.83 repeating.
Okay. So far it's WandaVision, Loki, and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. All right.
So far.
Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned. So our next movie, next project by Marvel Studios is the movie Black Widow, which released July 9th, 2021. And what a long overdue movie this was. I think that is our biggest message from this. I thought that this movie was great. I thought it did Scarlett Johansson and the character Black Widow justice. I thought it was really, really wonderful. There were some questionable things logic wise that kind of threw me off a little bit. Like, how come no one was able to kill pheromones? I don't know. I was like, no one thought how to do this sooner. I don't know. Just like a broken nose is all it took. I don't know. It's just certain things with this movie, I felt like fell a little bit below where I would have liked to see it. But to see her backstory, to see a young Natasha Romanoff in that plane with her sister, and get to know her family, Yelena, you know, I mean, her mother and father,
Yelena
or Yolene, as we like to call her on the Avengers podcast. It was a
please don't take my man, Yolene.
Yolene. But it was either way, I love how it was a prequel. And for a movie, though, I don't know if we were ready for a prequel. I think we were ready for the here and now because of everything happening in these Disney Plus series. So I almost felt like it suffered a little bit, too, because it wasn't advancing this multiverse story that we had set up in all these Disney Plus series from WandaVision, Loki, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. All these shows are moving us in such a fast pace, and we're enjoying it, and we're kind of going crazy here. And then Black Widow just said, take a step back here. Let's go back a little bit. For me personally, I think it suffered a little bit because of that, because it's a prequel and it's great, but really what implications does it have besides showing us who Yelena is, you know, and hey, this is going to pay off maybe in a future MCU project, more to come. So, loved this movie, really, really did, but I felt like the timing of it suffers. Some of the logic choices suffer. I wish it could have came out in phase three. I think that's where this movie belonged, was phase three in the MCU. And I think it would have been much better received, at least from me. For me, I had to do it at least once because you guys have said for me 500 times and no one has done it. It's killed me.
There was one at one point Clinton said for myself.
I was like, no, it's for me. I'm going to say Black Widow.
I did that on purpose.
So I'm going to kind of go into it. I know. I'm going to go into it and I'm going to say Black Widow gets a, and I went from 7.5 to 8. I kind of flipped back and forth, but I'm going to say...
We're doing the Avengers bar already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
No. I got to talk about a highlight. Oh, my bad.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
That's my bad. We'll talk about highlights. The highlight for me, for Black Widow, for me, I did it again, was Yelena. She was absolutely phenomenal. I thought the Red Guardian was great, too. But Yelena still, I thought she was a future star in the making. Florence Pugh. Sign me up, pew pew bitch. That's me. Put that on a t-shirt.
Instead of two shirts.
I'm such a, and spell it her last name. Because I am such a Florence Pugh fan. And I was a fan before. I thought Wrestling with My Family. I've seen a few Little Women. Was that another movie she was in? Mm-hmm. She's been in a few movies that I've liked. This was no different. She is absolutely phenomenal. She stole the show. And the way she did the way you do the pose thing, it's so weird. I loved Yelena. So Yelena, highlight of Black Widow. Easy mic drop. Good luck finding another one. Sorry, guys. So Clinton, what was your highlight for Black Widow?
You stole it. I know you didn't want to repeat it, but mine was Yelena as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think we even talked about in the review. She really just stole every scene she was in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say. Brandon said it.
I also had Yelena down as a highlight. However, I always overprepare.
Shut up.
I think that this movie is always going to get a bump from me because sitting outside of the movie theater waiting for you and everybody to arrive, I teared up because this was the first time back in a movie theater since Far From Home.
Yeah.
Like this was the first movie back in theaters. And because that was such, just because it was like so emotional, I feel like I'm always going to give this movie just a little bit of a bump. That it was this, that is the standout for me is Black Widow. That was when we could go back to movies.
Well, but also it was on Disney Plus.
Yeah. And for a lot of people, they didn't see it in theaters. I know we're talking about us personally, and I get that. But for international people, I remember them talking about that.
That's true. It was cheaper in the theaters. And that's why I went in the theater.
We're cheap.
I am cheap. But if I had to pick something actually in the movie, I think that David Harbour's Red Guardian was, while he was kind of a shitbag human.
Yes.
As comic relief, he played a very great character. Like it was needed and wonderful and hilarious. And I really liked him.
And the banter with the family with him was great.
Yeah.
Agreed. So I've already spoiled my Avengers bar, and I apologize, guys. But I'm going to say right now, 8 out of 10, because Yelena, Red Guardian, Natasha Romanoff finally getting her movie, even though it was overdue. It's going to get an 8 out of 10 for me. So, Emmy, what was your Avengers bar here?
8.
8. We got a same 8.
Yep.
All right. Clinton's been kind of a little bit. Clinton, you're a firecracker. I don't know what you're going to do.
And wild card.
Wild card. So what's your Avengers bar here, man?
I am going to go with a 7.5.
Okay. Okay. I can respect that.
Amy? Just because of my knowledge of Taskmaster, that really pissed me off.
Brought it down for you. Yeah.
And it was too little too late for me. I wish this would have came out when it was supposed, like in the time frame it was set in. Because there was, for me, there was no
stakes. Yeah, I got him to do it. I got him to do the for me. Sorry. Anyway. Sorry.
We know she's Splatty Natty. Mm-hmm. And I don't. You go into the movie knowing that. It was cool to see her backstory.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to see her backstory, at least give me a good task. Like, task the character that was Taskmaster, if it was its own character, would have been fine. But, man, it frustrated me that, and it's not about that it was a girl or any of that. It's about that it was a mind-controlled person by the pervert. Like, that whole thing just really pissed me off a little bit.
Yeah.
I might give it a 7.5. I don't
final
know.
Final answer. Final Ooh. Answer. We got to do it.
Yeah. We need, yeah.
7.7.
7. Oh, he brought 7. It down after the Taskmaster. He was reminded how much he hates it. Emmy.
No, I don't. Like I didn't I... hate it. I love seeing Scarlet on the screen.
How much he hated the Taskmaster. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 7. So, Emmy, now that we have a 7 and an 8 and an 8, what is our score?
7.6. 7.5.
Oh.
Repeating.
7.6 repeating. So Black Widow.
7.7.
Okay, so Black Widow is our lowest reviewed now. So we will switch gears to what if? What if this was Marvel Studios' first animated foray into the You thought Black Sorry. Widow had a low score. You thought Black Widow had a low score. Get ready. I'm joking.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Buckle up, Buttercup. This came out August 11th, 2021 on Disney Plus, and it was a 9-episode series detailing different stories and different parts of the MCU that we haven't explored before, because it was what if. And the main overarching theme is the Watcher watching over these different timelines and scenarios and different things. It was very unique and cool concept, and with the art style as well, and it being the first animated series, it was really cool and exciting and fresh, especially seeing, you know, T'Challa as Star-Lord, Doctor Strange, you know kind of trying to relive his past and trying to make things right, also him becoming, you know, things kind of hit the fan, Thor just being a party animal.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah, I mean,
all this awesome character development
and
Thor,
and then Thor partying. And then Thor cool. So it was like, you know, there was this series I really was excited for it, and I think the more I kind of focused in on it, the more I started realizing, oh, I don't know if I'm at the beginning I'm like, hell yeah, T'Challa, hell yeah, Doctor Strange, and the more I was like, what, wait, what? And I think the biggest issue with this show for me is pacing. It's so quick because they have to tell a huge amount of story in this 30-minute gap, and it was just like, hey, Ant-Man, Scott Lang doesn't have any arms, limbs, and everything. And like, oh, he's just a head in a jar. Ha, 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 here we go. Let's get keep going. No, keep going. It's just
Paul Revere.
Exactly. Pacing is where this show struggled for me. I really love that it was the first animated series. I love that it ties kind of weirdly enough into the greater MCU. At least it was confirmed that it does. I don't know if we've seen that entirely play out yet, but we've seen it and we know it, that it will. But
do we need to give a spoiler alert for all of these?
No, because if you're listening to a 2021 MCU in review, you are already here. Spoiler alert, late. Spoiler alert. Either way, I don't know. This show, I thought there was some really, really great episodes and some really, really not so good episodes. And I think the zombies episode as well. I know a lot of people love zombies. I'm not a big zombie guy. It's just, I don't know. It was just, so anyway, highlight for me, T'Challa's last episode, T'Challa's last adventure into the MCU. Hearing his voice again, and I don't want to sound morbid and I don't want to sound bleak and I apologize, but just hearing his voice and kind of how like he didn't sound like the T'Challa I remember from Captain America Civil War, how, you know, and I feel like this was the role of a lifetime for him, was being T'Challa and being Black
and
Panther.
We hadn't heard his voice since did he say anything in Endgame?
Yeah, he did. Bombay, I think, didn't he? No.
When he came out of the portal.
Oh, I don't know. Shit.
I can't remember right now.
Oh,
I do remember in Infinity War. So that was 2018. Please. So 2018, 2019, we didn't hear his voice.
But he did. No, he said, Clint, give it to me when talking. Because he did remember Clint's name.
But still, it had been 2 years.
Yeah.
And we just know of his passing a year earlier. It did hit.
And just to hear him again. So I will just say this, guys. I know it's the easy answer, but also it's the right answer. It's the right answer.
Yeah.
T'Challa Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa once again, and that final performance and how emotional it was seeing those credits and paying tribute to him. He's the highlight of this entire series for me. I'm going to start with you, Clinton. What was next for you?
The highlight for me was, T'Challa is going to be a highlight, but the finale was to me the best episode. The battle between Ultron and the Watcher was a great episode. I liked the action. It pulled everything together from a disjoint, in my opinion, a disjointed show a little bit. And maybe it's because we were spoiled with like continuation episodes, but this one was different every episode, which was fine for what it was. But it took till the last two episodes to actually get us to where I was like, yes, yes. And
right.
It was the final episode, but that episode was amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
good stuff.
I love the battle between the Watcher and Ultron.
Emmy, close us out.
I still look back on What If, and I still think it is a very cool concept. The pacing doesn't matter to me. The highlight for me was that they were asking those What If questions, because I like to play What If. Like all the time. Like, what if, what if, what if? I think that's called anxiety disorder.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But like here they were doing it in a fun way where it's like what things that you would never think to ask of the MCU. And I really enjoyed seeing that. And that was the highlight for me, was that it was just like, we didn't know until it was two or three days before the episode came out, what was going to be that week. And it would just be the question, what if T'Challa was Star-Lord, or what if zombies? And I would just get really excited for what if? I mean, that's a great question.
What if Chris Evans married Clinton?
Yeah. What if?
Don't.
What if?
You can't be in Team Iron Man and then have Chris Evans marry you. That will never. No.
Yes, it will.
No.
I said Chris Evans, not.
I never said you said Steve Rogers, but the man who plays Steve Rogers would never.
Yeah, but he's hotter than RDJ. So
how absolutely dare you?
The audacity from Team Iron Man.
Audacity.
So it's funny, if we're talking about hotness, Clinton's Team Cap.
But yeah,
we're
I'm Team Captain Peen.
Captain Peen. I just want to see the Captain America helmet with a little peen on it. So, okay. All right, guys. So what?
Team Captain Peen. I didn't even mean to make that rhyme.
His little uniform has a little stuffed penis just hanging off the front, sewn on.
There's a reason why.
No, it's the same outfit he has now, but there's a cutout and his penis is just hanging out of the crotch.
No. All right.
It's the opposite of tucking.
All right. We're going to get all right. We're going to move on. So, a Binger's Bar, guys. Who wants to start out? What if?
All right. I'll start.
Go for it.
Because I didn't treat this show as harshly as I feel like a lot of people did, because I thought it was fun. And I think I did get a little bit of fatigue because it did go on for a little bit too long.
It felt like it went on. Sorry.
It's already been greenlit for a season 2.
I'm down because it's fun. It's just for for shits and giggles.
I'm down and out. I'm not looking forward to it.
I gave it a 7.5.
Clinton?
I'm giving it a 5.
Holy shit. Why a 5?
Because it was middle of the road for me. Once Emmy brought up the mouth thing, it just stood out to me constantly.
Oh, fuck me. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
It wasn't you, but I'm sure I would have picked up on it eventually. There was when it, I know it was building to a bigger story, but I was not interested in a few of the stories. Why didn't I say that?
All right.
The highlight probably for me was the Doctor Strange episode.
I was shocked you didn't say that.
Phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah, I just remembered. But I'm trying to think of the episodes that happened. The Chadwick episode and the Doctor Strange episode and the finale were like really the ones that I was just really intrigued with.
3 out of 9.
I mean, otherwise, I can't remember a lot of them. I'm just, the party episode was a waste. Like the Thor, it just felt...
It wasn't a waste. It was fun. Time isn't wasted if you're getting wasted.
I was bored. Asher Roth. So it hits like half the mark for me. So that's why I gave it a 5. That might be a little harsh, but I just...
By the way, I mean, I love college as well. but I will say this. What if... I just want to show Clinton because I did not edit this at all. I put 50. 5.0 as well. It's funny that
you have to do more math because you thought we were doing it on a scale of 100.
I literally just put a decimal point right in the middle. So
yeah, well, yeah, that's what
that's pretty easy.
Dividing by 10 is.
Is it?
Yeah, you just move the decimal.
Oh, do you?
You're being an asshole.
Oh, am I?
Yep. And you missed it
right now.
Yeah, perfect, it's because it was recorded.
I love it. So 5.0. Clinton, I completely agree with you. And it feels kind of refreshing to know that someone on the show is the exact same way. When you said 5, I was like, holy shit. I love that we do this out of order so I can hear someone say the exact same thing as me.
Yeah, we don't.
Is it good to not be unique?
It's
we
good.
We don't talk about this stuff before we record.
We don't. So. We don't share scores. That's what's the magic of the show. You get to hear our real genuine reactions to our scores magic. And our thoughts. Not magic, but like pixie dust, I guess. Like little, or crop dust, little fart. I'm going to say 5.0. Hit or miss, like Clinton said. Yep. I think he said it really, really well when he said, I don't really remember much. There's like 3 or 4 episodes I remember. I guess zombies, party, Doctor Strange, T'Challa, finale. There's 5. There's 3 that are kind of in a void for me. Maybe there's a Captain
Marvel. There was T'Challa as Star-Lord, and then there was T'Challa
Don't care. Michael B. Jordan killed him.
That was the Killmonger episode.
Yeah.
Cool. Where they killed Iron Man in 2 seconds, basically saying, hey.
Yeah, it was this is how easy.
And it kind of honestly felt like they were dumbing down everything you watched previously. Like, hey, Iron Man, we can kill him like that.
Oh, you hated seeing him die in Endgame. Well, but, just wait.
You're yeah, gonna we're going to kill him more. In 2 seconds. You know, it just,
kill off Iron Man a lot.
Exactly.
It was the one where they were killing off the Avengers, where Hank Pym.
Yes, exactly. Hank Pym was crazy as shit. So, okay, so we have a 5 and a 5 and a 7.5. We should have renamed this, or they should have named the series Killing Iron Man, but they didn't. They named it What If Killing Iron Man.
What if Marvel didn't put out great content?
Yeah, and we got to answer that question. So, 7.5. What is our
score?
It was just a bit of fun. They were just having some fun.
Oh, I'm glad they had fun because we didn't.
We define fun very
differently. You use we. And that does not include me sometimes. We are offended.
who I was referencing.
I was referencing Clinton and I, but okay.
Sorry. I feel like most of the time you're talking on behalf of the podcast.
I would never do together. That's only Twitter posts that I do that.
It is 5.83 continuous. Whatever it says.
Yeah! 5.8. I'm gonna give you a spoiler alert if you're listening to this podcast. It's probably not gonna get any lower than that. So 5.8.
Will it?
What if it gets lower than that?
What if
it gets lower than that? Oh shit.
Stay tuned.
Jamie looks so nervous.
No, I was sorry. I was looking. I was comparing to our fan rankings.
Okay.
I was just curious.
Well, guys, we move on to what was happening in the middle of What If. We got a beautiful breath of fresh air. I will say Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings came out September 3rd, 2021 in the States.
Shang-Chi
and the Legend of the Ten Rings. And it was it was so good. It was, oh gosh. Oh, Shang-Chi. Wonderful. Awkwafina.
Marvel came with it this year with representation.
God, this movie, I had a fucking blast watching it. This movie is fun. It's fantastical. It was wonderful. It was
fantastical beasts.
Yes.
Where to find them.
And where to find them.
Tallow.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Tallow. It was a fun ride. I think the cast was so beautifully portrayed. I love this movie. I think this movie's great. So I'm not going to say anything more than just what a great representation.
What's your highlight?
Oh, you guys want me to go with my highlight already? I will say
I want to go last because I've got three here and I don't think you're going to take them.
Okay. Highlight, Awkwafina.
That was one.
Okay. Well, right at the beginning, when she's in the car and she's talking about Jeff Gordon, she goes, oh my God. Like, I was like, this could be my best friend. This could be my best. Like, I would hang out with her every day of the week. She's so much fun. She just, her comedic timing, her presence and everything. I want to say that also the Kung Fu elements and the Bruce Lee inspired things, because the fighting was so much fun as well.
Okay. Well, you can't take two, cause then Clinton's going to take my other one and then I'm not going to have anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Awkwafina. That's my highlight. I'll just shut up. Clinton, what's yours?
Mine was the Kung Fu and the fighting style. That was my favorite part of it.
Yep.
And how they blended the elements of like modern with that. So like, mm-hmm. It was a good balance, I feel like. And the story didn't suffer either.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just like, oh, we're going to do a Kung Fu style movie and not worry about it. It balanced well. And we had a little bit of everything. And we had comedy, action.
It was a movie with a lot of fighting where I didn't complain that there was a lot of fighting.
Yes.
It was interesting.
Fighting. I remember you saying that in the review too, Emmy. I actually remember you pointing that out.
Did I?
You did.
Cool. I can't remember that far back.
It's okay. We,
and that's a movie me and Amy got to go watch together.
Oh,
yeah. That was awesome. The third time I watched it.
My first time.
So Emmy, now that we said Kung Fu and Awkwafina, what was your highlight of Shang-Chi?
I actually had two more.
Oh, okay. What is it?
The music was awesome. That is a great soundtrack.
I would agree.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the visuals of like,
it's nominated
everything
for that, for the Oscars for visuals.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
I meant to
nice.
Look at that today because they announced yesterday and I just haven't had a chance. Mm-hmm.
That and Spider-Man No Way Home. I think Eternals got snubbed a little bit, but
yes, for sure.
It didn't get on the list.
Mm.
Okay. But yeah, I especially Tallow was beautiful. Like those visuals were amazing. The visuals during the fight scenes, and I know that's kind of piggybacking on yours, but like they did great. And I know I already mentioned it in the review, but the fact that my butthole was so clenched during the fight scene on the side of the building, like that to me says like they filmed that in a way where they knew that I was going to tense up. Like
when they filmed it, they were like, we're going to make people's buttholes clench. That's the goal.
Exactly. Exactly. We want the tightest buttholes in cinema history.
And they got it. They got it.
And they got it.
Yep.
There won't be a fart in that theater.
No. No.
Oh my God.
If it's going to be a fart, it's going to be a squeaker because it's going to have to really pinch out.
Yeah. You guys,
it leather seats are really going to echo this.
we haven't really gone off the rails. The other day I was in seventh period, this last class of the day.
Oh.
And I was standing in the corner of the room and I kind of just like walk around the room. And so I smelled something that was god awful. Like I was like, oh my
yourself.
God, that's the worst smell I've ever smelled.
You shit
and so
yourself.
I walked to the opposite corner of the room, mm-hmm. and the smell like followed me and had enveloped the whole, whole classroom smelled like this fart.
Did you,
was it your upper layup?
Did you shit yourself? Shit yourself in the classroom and you were by yourself when you shit yourself?
No. Had I shit myself in the classroom, I would own up to that.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't in the classroom.
Welcome to the Shitters podcast.
I was like, it was horrific. Like, it was so bad. I could smell it through my mask. I was like, this is awful. It's making my eyes water. Oh, and then one of the kids looked up at me and was like, Miss Fennell, can you smell that? And I was like, yeah, I can. It's really bad. And they were like, yeah, who did it? And I was like, I have no idea. Like, I don't know who did it. And then there was another teacher that came to the door and like, she like motioned for me to come over because she just wanted to say something to
me. She shit herself.
And she was just going to like crack the door and like say something. And she cracked the door and I like forced myself out. And I was like, I have to get out of there.
It's a gas chamber.
And she was like, what is that smell?
Cracking the door.
I have no idea. But somebody pooped themselves in there.
Oh no.
They didn't. They didn't actually poop, but it was real strong.
I'm going to piggyback off that. You said if you weren't around your students, you would own it. I, as a student, owned it in seventh grade. I was in the middle of the classroom.
You shit yourself.
And
you're going to tell
everyone. I farted and it made a noise and everyone was looking around and they looked at me and I was trying to be the cool guy that was like, not going to be embarrassed. I was like, yeah, it was me. No. Didn't work. Made me more embarrassed.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have kids that do it out loud on purpose.
No. So, no, never. I don't know. Times were different then. We were having horses pull our carts, but.
So I remember like I'm lactose intolerant to a degree, especially when it comes to milk. Like my stomach just, it doesn't agree with it. And it's gas. That's what happens. It's really pussy. Bad. Yeah. I'm a pussy. And like, I remember I didn't figure that out. And in eighth grade, I drink milk every day for lunch. And then there was one time
all the time.
Yeah. And I went to the bathroom and there was like two cheerleaders like that were outside the bathroom when I was using it. And I walked out and they were standing there. I was like, oh shit. And they looked at me and I was like,
literally,
well, I'm never getting laid. Hi. So that was the high.
I want to know why two cheerleaders were planted out front of the boys' bathroom.
The boys' and girls' bathroom were so close. You remember those bathrooms? Like they were like,
I didn't go.
They were like concrete and like they literally like just, they were like, you just walked to two different walls, but there was no,
and there was a water fountain separating.
You could hear everything if you listened enough.
There's a way to get away.
I didn't figure it out in eighth grade, Clinton.
What do you
do? I'll tell you off air.
It sounds illegal.
Patreon. First,
you clog the toilet.
First, you shove toilet paper up your asshole.
He's not saying that's not the trick.
And he didn't. He stayed quiet.
No, you went to middle school. You went in the... It became part of the high school when I went to high school, but it was the old middle school, didn't you?
Both. I did old middle school in seventh and new middle school in eighth.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. We'll go back to the old middle school, the new middle school, and I'll show you. So
it was at the new middle school?
Yeah.
Because I remember those bathrooms. I don't remember the high school bathrooms for shit.
No, I don't either, to be honest.
What is the next movie we're at?
Shang-Chi, Avengers Bar. We got to talk about the Avengers Bar. So
I want to talk more about the bathroom habits in our middle school.
Yeah, that's...
I'm sure everyone's interested in that.
If you're listening right now, thank you. We love you. Shang-Chi, Avengers.com/shop. If you go to Shang-Chi...
Shameless plug.
Avengers
Podcast. Oh, shit.
I don't think you said the podcast.
I fucked up. Don't go to Avengers.com. I don't know what it is. It's but
it's porn.
It's porn. But no. Okay. Shang-Chi. I had 87. And I know that's like right in the middle of 8.5.
Okay, wait. Okay, so if you can fuck this up, then I can fuck this up too.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Please.
No. Emmy, it was your role.
When? She was a different girl. That was almost a year ago.
It gets messy.
Messy. Well, you know what?
You're messy.
We're messy.
All of these are repeated.
8.75 Shang-Chi. 8.75
Okay.
I did it.
Play this game.
I did it, Clinton. All right, you, Clinton. You be that. You be that complicated. What's your score? 9.11
So we're gonna do half the show doing that, and then half the show not.
No, I just this was the only one that was different.
Be a messy bitch. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Join us.
Okay.
All right, Clinton. What's your score? You're gonna start that much shit, and you're gonna just shut up.
8.435
God, I hate you with every ounce of my being. Every ounce. I don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Okay, honestly, at least it's a terminating decimal, meaning it stops. It's not repeating on and on and on forever.
But this is how this can get.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, no.
It's cleaner like, doing it the other way.
You know what? We like to get dirty on the Avengers podcast. Don't act like we never have.
I don't even know if that's my real score. I was just being an asshole.
Well, then quit being an asshole and give your real score.
Y'all quit being an asshole and keep it the way we've done it. From the beginning.
By the way, if you enjoyed this last episode of the Avengers podcast, let us know.
Brandon's and I came together perfectly to make a whole number.
Oh, good. Is yours 9.25? Is yours 9.25? Oh, so we're a 9. We are a 9 together. Clinton, what's your score? Really? Please. Please. I know.
Please. Just say pi.
3.14. It's going to be lower than
15926.
I don't care. It's going to be lower than what if he does it.
5.
Don't. Clinton, what's your real score? Please. Please. Please.
I don't like this messiness.
I don't care, Clinton. We're a 9 right now.
3.8.
I don't like this because I haven't done it this way at all.
You don't have to. Just give your score.
It was just the one. It was the one thing that I was like, I like it better than this,
but
which has
less
this
than
rating.
That. Yeah.
But I like it less than this, which has this.
You don't compare it to the other things. If you're doing the Avengers part, you compare
Clinton,
it for what it is as a movie or a show.
Clinton, what's your damn score?
And to further
ask Clinton, what's your damn score?
I don't like it doing this way.
Oh my God.
Me.
Just pick your score. You don't have to think about ours. Pick yours.
Okay. So then mine will be a 9.5 and Brandon, yours could be a 7.5. And
No. It'll be an 8.5. 8.5 and 9.5 is a 9.
So it'd score higher if you didn't do it the other way.
No, it's still a 9.
No, it's I'm saying we're splitting the difference.
Yeah, I'll be an 8.5. Emmy's a 9.5. What's yours?
A 9.
My God. So we got a 9 across the board. That's what we needed to do. Shang-Chi got a 9. Woo! All right. I can't wait to see what our final rankings are.
I can sleep better tonight.
Guys.
Thank you.
So speaking You're welcome. Of Shang-Chi, now we go with our wonderful, we go through our 7th MCU project of 2021. Eternals came out November 5th, 2021. In all theaters, and Eternals was a very divisive movie critically than we've ever seen before in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Marvel Studios, period. It's actually the lowest ranking movie per Rotten Tomatoes that we've ever seen or reviewed.
In the entire MCU.
I think previous owner was either Hulk, the Incredible
Thor
Hulk,
the Dark
or Thor
World.
The Dark World. Okay, so it was Thor the Dark World. So it got lower than that, unfortunately.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
And honestly, if you listen to our review, we really liked Eternals quite a bit. We talked about all the characters and the underlying themes and even the awkward sex scene. We talked about too much in length because that's what we do. So
missionary.
Missionary and the tip.
Is that the only way that you can have sex?
But it's two white people, so what did you expect?
I don't know if it's...
There's so many other positions.
Wow. That song is going straight to number 9. -5,000 on the
is it going to number 9.25?
Shut your mouth, you asshole. So anyway, now that we've confirmed we hate each other. So Eternals, we really loved this. This was a Marvel Studios project that we'd never seen before, especially talking about the history. Not Marvel Studios history
because it just came out in November.
Right. with Marvel, not just Marvel Studios history, but the history of the entire world. I thought it was a cool and different, unique way to look at history through Marvel Studios lens. And we got to be introduced to a whole team of characters that we never seen before. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I love the themes. I love the actors. I love the characters. It was just I still like this movie. I won't say it's one of my favorites, but I won't say it's a fucking, what was it? What was Rotten Tomatoes score? Do we remember? It was low. It was 50.
It was close to 60.
Was it close to 60? Because I remember being 50.
I think it's
something
lower than that.
Hold on. Let me go back in my notes.
I got it.
Well,
got
go
it.
Back in your notes. It could have changed, Emmy.
It now sits at...
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking critics?
Yes.
48.
Oh my God. It was 50 something when we reviewed it.
It's still 78.
It was 48.
Was it 48?
When we reviewed it, yeah.
Are you
and
sure?
It was 84 with audiences.
I can play our I can play our podcast and hold us up to it right now, Emmy.
I have it in my notes.
Okay.
It's still a 78 with audience though.
Which is huge.
But that means that it dropped from 84
to
when
78.
We were like the day that we were going to, or when I took notes, and then it dropped to 81.
But we
the
also
day that we
reviewed
actually
it.
Reviewed it. And
we
then now it's dropped still.
But we reviewed it not long after it came out. Now there is 10,000 plus verified ratings on audience.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Verified. How do you get verified on Rotten Tomatoes? Hey, Rotten Tomatoes. Hey.
I saw the
no,
movie.
No.
You want to verify me?
So,
my ratings go in quarters.
Well, speaking
0.25.
Speaking of ratings, before you talk about quarters, Emmy, give us your highlight for Eternals, Emmy.
Me?
No, the other Emmy on our show. They've actually been twins the whole time, Emmy and Emmy.
All right,
you just didn't know.
I'm gonna lump these together because I feel like they deserve the same amount of applause, and they deserve the same treatment. We had our first sexy time in a Marvel movie, and we had our first gay kiss in a Marvel movie, which I know we talked about. Like, I'm not treating it like it's a big deal, but like, I've kind of
there was
of
more
been
passion in that
it.
Gay kiss than that sex.
The whole sex scene.
I agree.
Yes.
God, yeah.
But we did get both. I mean, let's sex it up, Marvel. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's so we want to see
include everyone in all of the boinking.
So we want to see a Marvel Studios porn is what we're asking for. So thank
yes.
you.
Just
I'm a
Robert
superhero.
Downey Jr. First person.
No.
Played on VR.
Amy, stop.
Chris Evans.
All right. So Clinton, you want to take a highlight for us next?
I think my highlight of the movie, surprisingly, is Makari.
Oh, okay. The speedster.
I love the representation. So representation is probably my highlight of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we had different ethnicities. We had a gay character. We had a deaf character. We had Middle Eastern
a child.
People. We had a lot of representation in just one movie. And
some mediocre sex. I'm sorry.
I just think there was a lot of representation. So that probably is the highlight for me, but Makari stood out to me a lot. She stood up against Icarus at the end. Her scenes of super speed were amazing visually. And her as a character was just adorable. Druig was hot as fuck. So that's probably why you thought I was going to say that. But no, I think Makari was my highlight, but representation was massive in this movie. And this is the same year that we got when you said the Loki thing, Emmy, about the bisexual thing that Loki says.
Yeah.
I was like, after I saw Eternals, I was like, no, they really went in on Eternals and was like, hey, we have a whole family and we have two dads and the love theme is around this character. So Marvel really pushed the envelope on this movie and it pisses me off that it didn't get the level of appreciation that it did.
Yeah, my highlight for this movie, well said, Clinton, and it was the celebration of humanity, the celebration mm-hmm. of how we're all different, but we're all the same, and we're all connected more than you would think. And that is to do with sex, just a bunch of different things.
Say that, Brandon, right now, and it just made me think, like, we're all different, and then but we're all the same is like, this sounds cheesy, but like every character was different. But then we had the Unimind at the end where they all came together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
I thought it was, thank you. And I that's what I loved about this movie. And that's what I thought it really solidified in my mind while watching it. And I don't know if that was really felt by a lot of people, critics. I'm looking at you. And I just appreciated Marvel Studios for continuing to push forward the narratives that need to be pushed, the conversations that need to be pushed. And we're all just one, guys. I don't care who you love. You know, we're one, you know, and
or who you are.
Yeah. Who you are, what you love, no matter what. You know, and that's something that we push on this podcast as well, except Emmy. Fuck Emmy. So,
hey,
Emmy was like, missionary sex scene. Cool.
Yeah, no, missionaries.
I'm sorry. Once you stopped talking, I was like, oh, okay, sorry. You're trying to make a serious point. And I am being an asshole.
No, cool. This movie was actually really damn good. And I don't care who disagrees or agrees. I had a damn good time watching it. And that's including a cringe missionary sex scene included.
Emmy misses the serious point. She gets a student at school and they're like coming up to her just bawling and crying and like telling her about what's going on. She's like, you got a booger in your nose.
Your flies and zip. Made you look.
Shoes untied and then you smack them.
Oh yeah, exactly. God, such an ass. So Eternals, I'm gonna rate Eternals, guys. I'm gonna say 8.0, just to make Clinton calm down for a little ranking. 8.0 out of 10 for me.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was a wonderful movie, a celebration of humanity, like I said earlier. But there is some pacing issues. There are some lulls. There is some awkward tips going in sandy beaches that tips are
going into the vagina with that missionary sex scene.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, wow, we just went into
but just the tips.
Just the tips.
So were they even the doing tips. It?
Exactly. Icarus looked more passionate. Icarus looked more passionate going into the sun. Bedroom. Going into the sun than he did having a moment with Cersei. So
I wish they would have made Icarus and Droog together and gave us a sex scene.
One step at a time, Clinton.
So 8.0 out of 10.
We got a gay kiss. We can't have some can't have some gay boinking in the same movie. Come on.
Not yet. You broke Clinton. You broke him. So while Clinton is recovering, Emmy, what was...
Don't worry. I will write Kevin. We will get there. We will get there. I just love
that Emmy was like, I'm not against it, but like one step at a time.
Why would I be against it?
Not against it, but like you were just like, yeah, I'm here for that. But like,
yeah, no, this was
Emmy.
We had a gay kiss. Now we need some gay.
This was Emmy. This was Emmy. Yeah, Clinton, that's great, but slow your fucking roll.
Oh man, that.
I'm holding my face.
Funny bone.
Oh,
my face eight.
I wheezed. I fucking wheezed. Oh. I don't wheeze unless I'm recording with you guys. Emmy. Before I do
it, usually break Clinton like that.
Oh man, I got tears. Emmy, rate this for us. I got it at an 8. What did you have?
I got it at an 8. I like you said, I think it was a great story. It was slow at times. I think that I listened to my friends Kevin and Christina, who watched this with a like 6-month-old, and it took them, I think the movie is like a little over 2 hours, and it took them 8 hours to watch it, and they were like, didn't you think it was long? Like, I know you're on like a Marvel podcast, but like it was a long movie, and I was like, you guys had to stop every 10 minutes to make sure that your baby was okay. Like, yeah, it was probably long for you guys. But I do think they might have been a little bit right. There were times that it lulled a little bit, but solid 8. Good story.
Good stuff.
Enjoyed the missionary.
Clinton, you got two.
I'm going to give it. I've got an 8.5.
Okay.
It's
going to be an 8.3.
I thought it was so. When I went into the movie, I knew it was going to be a drama more than it was going to be action. And I think they gave us that. I think Chloe Zhao balanced 10 characters very well. Mm-hmm. I think the visuals were phenomenal. And I really liked seeing representation. It did suffer with the fuck are they called?
Crow?
Yeah, what is Crow is.
Deviant.
Deviant, yes.
Yes, good stuff.
So the deviants were changed dramatically or drastically, and that suffered a little bit because they are a big part of the comics from what I researched, because I didn't know a lot about them either. But yes, I think for what she was trying to accomplish and what the story was going towards, I think they did that.
All right.
There was some flaws. There was some things that didn't really connect well, but I think overall, when you're balancing that many characters, I think it was executed well, and good. I hate the flack it gets.
Oh, good stuff. So 8.3 Emmy, is that where we're at? Repeating, of course?
No, I don't know what happened to my math, but it's an 8.16 repeating.
Oh, okay.
Maybe an 8.5, 8.5, and 8 would have been an 8.3. I don't know. Fuck.
All right. Anyway, so 8. All right. So Eternal.
Decimals are hard sometimes.
It's all good. So our next project is Hawkeye, November 12th, or excuse me, 24th. Double that. November 24th, math, 2021. This series, I'm not even going to lie. I'm just going to be completely transparent. We lost a patron for this. Like, I hate
before it started.
Before
episode one.
If you know who you are.
It was during episode one.
Yeah. Like,
it was episode one.
And the only
because
reason
we talked about how much you didn't like Hawkeye, and then you talked about how much you loved this episode.
I thought it was a previous episode.
Okay.
Either way, a patron left, and literally in their notes when they left our Patreon, they said, "I can't stand all the Hawkeye hate," or something like that. That was like, we are very tongue in cheek about things, you know, like these are fictional characters where we're a lot of times we're joking, a lot of times we're having a lot of fun, and it's not
Hawkeye that I don't like.
It was more Jeremy Renner than Hawkeye, to be honest with you. But this show,
it's all Jeremy Renner.
If you listen to our review, we really, really love this show. I thought it was a really strong show. Kate Bishop, holy shit. Yelena coming back, holy shit. Jeremy Renner, I feel like getting his due, holy shit.
Fucking Kingpin.
Kingpin was wonderful, holy shit. There's a lot
Echo.
Of... Holy shit.
Holy shit.
There's a lot of great things in this show. And it was such a just... It felt like almost the end of the year, just like, here you go. Have a great one, guys. We'll see you in 2022. Because Kingpin coming back.
After Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. Before, though, we saw the reveal in Spider-Man No Way Home. We already gave a spoiler alert, by the way. Where Kingpin showed up in this series, you know? And just like the Daredevil universe being introduced and all these different... We saw Quicksilver, kind of, in WandaVision. And we saw Kingpin in this series. There's just so much Marvel Studios just basically said, hey guys, fucking love you, man. Have a great time.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we got you. We're listening. And this show was fun. There's no other way to describe it. And it was also emotional and beautiful at times. And I think Jeremy Renner, I know we're not the biggest fan of him as an actor, but he had the opportunity to add so much range and character development to Hawkeye than we've ever seen previously. And so I really thought it was just such a great story. Kate Bishop, just awesome. Cannot wait to see more of her in the MCU. Echo, same exact thing. I love that they announced a series. I wish it would have been after the Hawkeye series. We even critiqued that a little bit during our Hawkeye review. But still, nonetheless, an Echo series I'm down for. I'm excited for. They set up a lot of different things going on in the MCU moving forward. So we're going to start with highlights. Clinton, what was your highlight of Hawkeye?
I'm torn. Kingpin coming back was huge, but he didn't come back till the end, so I'm not going to use that one. Kate Bishop was the biggest highlight for me.
Mm-hmm.
This show kept me engaged the entire time because of her. Hailee Steinfeld destroyed this role. Like, she was the standout for me in this whole series. So definitely Kate Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Kate Bishop. That's a damn good one.
Yeah, it's one that I had down.
What do you have, Amy?
You're supposed to just have one down.
Okay, well, I overprepared, okay?
Shocking.
It's still on one page.
Okay, Amy, what is your highlight?
I used to be a counselor. We can talk.
All right. Now, we'll do therapy after the show.
After the show. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
All right. So you said Kate Bishop.
That's what he said.
A highlight in the show for me was definitely Yelena. I think she did a fantastic job you already used that one for Black Widow.
Kate Bishop?
No, Yelena.
Yeah, you already used that one for. It was on your list.
Yeah, it was on my list. That wasn't the one for Black Widow, was it? No, for Black Widow. No, my Black Widow one was Red Guardian.
Oh my God. Clinton, you had to do this. You had to do this. Anyway, Yelena, Kate Bishop. Keep going.
Okay. Yelena, not just because Black Widow was a prequel. This was like putting Yelena up into phase four. It was bringing her into the new. Mm-hmm. Like, she is now a part of the MCU because of this show. And I love that they did that.
Great
stuff. And I loved how they did it.
Good stuff, Amy. I'm going to, and it's, you took my answer. I was going to say Yelena as almost comedic purposes because she was my favorite in Black Widow. And also I was going to be like, Hawkeye, Yelena. She's, I'm a huge Florence Pugh fan. So
Lawrence Pugh?
Florence Pugh. I thought I said Florence.
No. I thought you said Lawrence.
I might have. I fucked it up if I did. You took it. So I'm going to say another one that I highlighted. I'm going to say Kingpin, actually. I think Kingpin being, you know, that Daredevil tie that we hadn't seen yet in the MCU. But the fact that Marvel Studios, and I talked about this in our review, so I'm going to keep it very brief. But Marvel Studios was like, hey, we love Daredevil. We think Charlie Cox is fucking wonderful as Matt Murdock. We think, you know, like, they weren't. What I love about Marvel Studios is like, hey, this is great. Why change this? Instead of, no, this is our Kingpin now. We're going to have, here you go. Here's this guy. All right, enjoy. I really love that they gave such a fan payoff to a lot of those people that have watched three seasons of Daredevil and put so much time and hours into that series. And it kind of still paid off. It may be a different variant or a different universe, or maybe it's the same universe. I don't know. I think we're going to still find out those answers as the show continues, as the Echo series probably progresses in, or wherever we see Kingpin next. But Marvel Studios just being awesome enough to be like, hey, D'Onofrio, he's fucking awesome as Kingpin. Here he is. Just lets me know everything I need to know about Kevin Feige and that entire crew. You know, we're not trying to make it ours. We're trying to make it yours. You know, what we see as great is the same thing that you see as great. And we're listening to you and we hear you. As a fan of these shows, even ones beyond the MCU, like the Daredevil series, it means a lot to me that this studio listens. And so it was kind of the underlying theme of, yeah, it's just D'Onofrio's Kingpin, but what it really, really means is Marvel Studios is just out there for the fans. And that's a real special thing that I don't know. I don't want to ever take for granted. So,
yeah.
Well done, Marvel Studios. You deserve huge, huge props for that. So having said that, guys, Hawkeye, let's give our scores here. I have Hawkeye listed. Clinton will be annoyed, 8.75, but I'm going to go ahead and say, this is tough. I'm going to say, just to make it, I'm going to say 8.5 out of 10. I don't know. I felt like the finale was a little rushed. If you listen to our finale review, it's jarring for me. And so I even play to that. Like, I don't even know what I think of the finale yet, you know, because I just watched it. What do you guys think? I remember saying that in the episode. And I think overall, it's kind of that six episode. I wish it was seven episodes. I wish it was a little bit longer. I wish the Echo, this is no fault of the show itself, but the Echo series being announced before the finale was a little bit like, why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah. You know she's going to make it through, unless if they're going to Black Widow it and kill her off and then give her a movie.
Exactly.
Which I think they learned from that.
Right. I think they did too, but it really kind of detracts a little bit. Whether I want it to or not, it does. So 8.5, I'm going to shut up now. Sorry, you've heard me talk enough. 8.5 out of 10, Hawkeye. Emmy, what did you
know? No. I want Clinton to go because... I think everybody knows that I was
like... So you can change your score?
No. Okay. I have it written down. It's written in ink. You can come and look at it if you want to.
That's a very good point.
I want to know what you think, because I think everybody knew that I was like, shut up, Hawkeye. Like,
fuck off, Hawkeye. So, Clinton,
yeah.
What did you think? What was your score?
My score was a 9.
Oh, okay. 9.
Because this felt more like a Kate Bishop show. I think they redeemed the character of Hawkeye a lot more too with Clint Barton. It felt more on point to what I remember him as. And this was a show I can't remember having a lull in. I remember enjoying every single episode. The surprise of Kingpin at the end. I know some people were frustrated thinking he died off at the end. He didn't die. He'll be back. That's straight from the comic book. So we got straight from the comic book stuff with Hawkeye, the character, and with Kingpin. We got Echo introduced. There's just so many good things about this show, and I didn't see it coming. It was like a surprise for me. So, it's a 9 for me because every episode I really enjoyed, and I was excited about the next week's episode.
Good stuff. All right, Emmy, you have an 8.5 and you have a 9. We have an 8.75 between us. What do you got?
I gave it a 9.
Oh, shit.
What?
Okay.
And I am absolutely shocked at myself because I think that I loved absolutely everything in this show except for the one tiny little thing that I didn't like, and I can't change that. And I just, you know... that I'm going to put aside. The show itself was really good. I really liked it. I liked the banter. I liked the mentor role that Hawkeye kind of took on with Kate. Something about me really likes like what other kind of arrows are we going to see?
Yeah.
Like I like seeing like the different kinds of trick arrows. Mm-hmm. And
I thought you said arrows.
Arrows.
Him flinging them arrows.
You need to stop.
Yeah.
What's our Avengers bar for that, Amy?
It is an 8.83, which means it is tied, but I'm not going to tell you what it's tied with.
WandaVision.
I don't want you.
For number one.
Okay.
Don't.
Y'all's memories are shit.
Yeah, we are. All right, so we're going to get to our final MCU project for 2021. I know it goes without saying, but released December 17th, 2021 in the United States. Spider-Man No Way Home. This was the culmination, not just of the three Spider-Man movies in the MCU coming together.
Spoiler alert.
Not only the Civil War and Infinity War and Endgame Spider-Man appearances that we've seen, but also the entire Spider-Man cinematic universe that we've seen between Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 with Tobey Maguire, Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 with Andrew Garfield, the Homecoming, the No Way Home, the Far From Home trilogy, the Infinity War, the Endgame, the Civil War. It was everything that we have ever seen when it comes to a Spider-Man movie. And there was so much hype surrounding this movie. So much hype to the point where we recorded our actual reaction to the trailer. Yeah, I don't have a good computer, so it wasn't the best reaction, but it's on YouTube if you want to check it out. YouTube.com/TheAvengers.
It was less a video and more of a series of pictures.
It was definitely freeze frame because we're working on getting another computer. So if you want to support us, go to our Patreon. We'll get a better computer, I promise.
AvengersPodcast.com/shop.
Yeah, either way, you can support us. But either way, shameless plugs aside, we were probably more excited about this movie, more hype for this movie, and rarely does a movie come along. It seems like Marvel Studios, it's not rare, but for a lot of studios it is, where the hype is so huge and it lives up. Infinity War, Endgame, they lived up and the hype was huge. And Spider-Man No Way Home, I was like, they're not going to do it again. And they did. No Way Home, the hype lived up in every way imaginable. You're a patron, or sorry, you're not. If you are a patron of ours, we reviewed Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, and we loved that series with Andrew Garfield. We gushed over Andrew Garfield. We reviewed the regular Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 on our regular podcast, and we picked at it and had fun with it, but we still really liked it for what it was. This paid off in such ways that we'd never seen before. So guys, I don't know. I will just say this. This movie, I'm just going to say this movie was the culmination of everything cinematic Spider-Man that you've ever seen. And it works. And it works really, really well. So I'm going to save my highlight for a second. I'm going to go to you, Clinton. What was your highlight for Spider-Man No Way Home?
When Aunt May died.
I agree. So
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I watched it with Clinton. He stood up. He was clapping.
He was like, I didn't read the room at all.
Yes.
Yeah, she died.
Ding dong, the bitch
was
dead.
Too young ding to dong, play the anyway.
Yeah, that was it. And then Clinton walked out. He's like, that's all I needed to see. Yeah,
that's all I needed to see.
Now that she's gone, I didn't need Toby and Andrew.
The highlight for me in this movie was the reaffirmation to Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man from Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, telling him that he's amazing and that whole conversation up there. And honestly, Andrew Garfield, and there was so many people that came forward and was like, we liked Andrew Garfield's version too. He just didn't have a great script and blah, blah, blah. And there, I feel like there was also a lot of people that came forward and was like, Andrew Garfield, but like they didn't fucking enjoy it when it was out.
We said it first.
We have it on record that we enjoyed his Spider-Man. So Andrew Garfield was a huge highlight for me. The emotion of this movie, there's just so much about this movie that just chef's kiss.
Well said.
Can I tell you guys something?
Nope. You can tell me after the podcast.
Yeah, we don't.
No, I need to tell. I need to tell the universe.
All right, I'm muting it now. Don't worry, universe. You won't hear this.
I don't know if I'm actually muted. I didn't see your hand move to touch the button, so I'm assuming I'm not.
I'm just dicking.
All right, I need to tell you something. The phrase chef's kiss, like when people just say it's, chef's kiss. It makes me upset. I hate it.
I don't know.
What it is when you just say chef's kiss, even if you do the gesture, I hate it. I didn't realize
till like a week ago that it had caught on and it's like a thing now.
Yeah.
I've done that forever.
Honestly,
I've done that for so long.
It doesn't annoy me at all though. I mean, I'm surprised.
Me either.
Well, it does. I'm just letting you guys know.
Okay.
It does. It makes me want to punch something.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Okay. If you say it again, I will punch the closest thing to me, and it's you.
Fair enough.
I think it's your cat.
No, she's in there with you.
Emmy, what did you think of this movie?
Okay. All right. If I had to pick a highlight, it would be the fact that... Oh, and now I'm not going to be able to remember the line, but when Peter says to Doctor Strange... You know what's cooler than magic? Math. Highlight of the whole MCU.
Why am I
that line was made for me? But I'm assuming you guys don't want to talk about that.
No.
But well, that's your highlight. Cool.
But it's also, it's, so, this is one third of your show, Emmy, so feel free.
So, well, I mean, it's just a line that, like, I, you know, to me was just, you know,
hit home.
It just, you know, like it was like a cook kissed it.
Oh my God.
My God. Get out of here.
Okay. I think what Brandon was trying to say was like the integration of them all. Like the fact that they put them all together and made them in one movie and they all interacted and they all had valuable things to contribute. And they all had like, it, that to me was a highlight, but I feel like Brandon already took that. So I'm going to say the story.
You have to say every note, don't you?
This dirty laundry comes out of about a ninth project.
I just want to make sure that we're like being as clear and concise as possible.
Okay, I understand. Right. I get it.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So I think my highlight is the story and the loss that it shows. He loses Aunt May and then he loses all of his friends and just the story.
No,
Aunt June also.
Aunt July.
And Uncle August.
And Grandpa October.
And Aunt Wendy was gone too.
Ah. Damn. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Aunt Wendy's nuts?
That didn't work.
It didn't.
I don't
Aunt Wendy's nuts hit your face would have worked.
Emmy, great highlight.
I was trying to be serious and then you guys went off on naming different months as aunts and uncles.
People do that.
Oh my God. The story. The highlight for me is the story.
You could
period de ta.
Period de ta.
De ta.
De ta. All right. Well, I'm going to, Emmy, you caught on to mine. I try not to give too much away when giving overview, but I guess I don't do a good job of it.
Do any of us?
The culmination, the highlight is the culmination of it. It was Marvel Studios paying homage to not only their franchise, but Sony's universe as well, that they built multiple universes, and whether they lived, died, whatever they did, they still pay tribute to those, and that is really, really awesome. And that
with the help of Marvel.
Marvel did it. Then Marvel said, hey, you did five movies, cool bro, let me make this work into a bigger narrative.
Let me have it.
And it worked. God, it worked. And it was so, for someone that watched the very first Spider-Man movie when he was 14 years old and he was throwing popcorn in the theater because he was such a little brat, you know, he was such a little piece of shit. That was me. And
popcorn in the theater?
Yes, I threw it in the front row because I was just trying to be a jerk. I hated myself. Anyway, so like,
welcome to the club,
friend. Exactly. If you don't, never mind. I'm not going to get depressing. but like with those,
if you don't hate yourself, send us tips.
If you don't hate yourself, you shouldn't be.
If you don't hate yourself, unsubscribe.
No.
I wasn't going to go that way. But like, yeah, like, tell us how.
Yeah, no. We all, if you don't hate yourself, you shouldn't host the show. So anyway, with the tribute to not only the Marvel Studios projects, but also to the child in all of us watching those old Spider-Man movies. Just how it paid a tribute to us as young
children,
individuals. So it was such an amazing experience Spider-Man. In the theater. Like Infinity War was the culmination of those movies that came out in those 10 years in the Infinity Saga before it. Spider-Man No Way Home did something we'd never seen before, where it was the culmination of multiple universes crossing paths. And I think that's really, really special and magical. So Spider-Man No Way Home, we're going to rate Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm going to start it out, and because I haven't rated first in a while, and I want to say it right now. 10 out of 10, 100 out of 100. Ooh. It's a perfect score. I can't find a flaw in Spider-Man No Way Home. I can't. There may be tiny, tiny little nitpicks, but in the grand scheme of things, it's so minute, I can't dock it a point. So this is a perfect score. This is Spider-Man.
Brandon gave it a perfect score.
All right, perfect score. Clinton, what did you
think? This is the movie that makes me want to be able to do between 9.5 and 10.
I had 97 for the record, but I gave it 100. So
I want to give it a 10 out of 10. But I'm just crass, I guess. I don't know.
No,
it's hard for me to give it a 10 out of 10. No, I don't know if I've ever given a 10 out of 10. But
do it, man. What is your score? 9.5, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's a 9.5. It was jarring at the very beginning for me.
Mm-hmm.
Until I watched it again. I think I watched it three times. Yeah, I watched it three times.
Thrice.
Good band, by the way. I love Thrice.
I love them.
You don't have to name drop bands in the middle of me talking to me. It's random, but I appreciate it. It's a good band.
Thrice is an underused word.
Oh my God.
I did it once, twice.
Well, no. Spider-Man No Way Home. Back on topic.
No.
So yeah, I mean, it's hard to find a flaw aside from that for me. And I don't know. I'm torn. I'm 9.5. Okay. There was times I was taken out, so I'm going to give it a 9.5. I feel like I can't give something a 10 unless I was just in it the entire time.
I was in it the entire time.
I know.
9.75.
But Spider-Man, Spider-Man is not my favorite.
Oh, it doesn't have to be. It was just such
it doesn't.
Yeah, right. not mine either.
All right,
Emmy. Doesn't have to be, but.
All right, 9.75 between Clinton and I. Emmy, where do you have Spider-Man No Way Home?
What, 9.75?
9.5 and a 10
don't
divided
get
by
up,
2.
Don't get caught up on that.
Divided by 2 score? Is 9.75. It's math.
9.5 and a 10. Okay. All right, so I'm going to have Clinton having another freaking conniption.
I had a conniption almost on this one. So
Emmy, what's your score?
My score is an 11.
Oh no! If that's the case, I'm not. Emmy, are you being serious?
I'm serious. Yeah, that is what I wrote down in ink as my score.
Shit.
Is Clinton going to let that go, or do I need to put in a 10?
No, you can do it.
Oh my God, Emmy, why is it 11 for you?
Because this movie was fantastic. Mm-hmm. This movie, I mean, it honestly brought a whole almost decade.
No,
two decades.
Yeah,
not
of Spider-Man together.
And I wouldn't say almost. I mean, really, basically 2 decades.
Yeah,
2002 to 2021. I mean, come on. We can basically say 2 decades.
You can round up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in 2022 now. You can do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a month shy. Come on. Let's give it to him.
Time doesn't matter. It's a construct. We made it up.
11.
Man, I hate that.
11 out of 10. That's awesome.
Yeah. It exceeded my expectations, and I had high ones going in.
Yep.
And it exceeded my expectations. It met all of my expectations. And I literally, and I know this is still a little bit of a sore spot, but like I watched it at 4:30 and then went back and watched it again with Clinton and was still just as
much like, of a liar. Yep.
Yeah. But I was just as sucked into the movie as I was the first time. It was amazing.
Well said. All right. So what was our Binger's score tallied up and averaged for Spider-Man No Way Home?
It's going to be over 10.
Oh, of course. What is it?
It's a 10.16 repeating.
Nice. All right. So, Emmy, can you rank do you have that? Can you rank our lowest to top MCU in review for 2021? What was our lowest to our top?
Hold on. Let me just real quick, because I was trying
to do it.
From
the top, can you make it drop?
Make it wet?
Get some wet.
That's a wet ass Marvel Studios pussy.
Ooh.
I was trying to do this. God. I was trying to do this.
I put Marvel Studios in front of it. It's a problem, but you could say like WAP, like it's no problem. But I say like wet ass Marvel Studios, but it's like, oh.
I just hate the word. Pussy. And I said it earlier.
You did.
The way that you just said it, I think, is the worst way that I've ever heard it said.
Pussy. All right, Amy.
Do you want ours first?
And then we'll get to our listeners. Let's do ours.
So, from the bottom,
mm-hmm.
in last place, shocker. What if?
Oh, I'm shocked. What if? Wow. Okay.
With a 5.83.
All right.
In eighth place, technically kind of, sort of, Black Widow with a 7.6 repeating.
Oh, wow.
So 7.7.
All right. Very telling. Okay.
In seventh place, but it's also kind of sixth place because we had a tie at fourth.
Okay.
So at seventh place, Eternals with an 8.16 repeating.
Mm-hmm.
In fifth place with an 8.3 repeating, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Fat Wuss.
All right.
Here's our tie. At fourth place, we have Hawkeye with an 8.83 repeating and Loki with an 8.83 repeating.
All right. Number two and one. I think we know who these two are.
No, that was four. So this is three and two and one.
I thought there was a two tied for fourth. So it was a two.
Shang-Chi, WandaVision, and Spider-Man.
No, oh, right, yeah. Home. My bad. All right.
So.
Number three.
In third place with a solid nine, Shang-Chi.
Nice.
In second place.
Shittiest drum roll you've ever
heard. I think you just save that for the first place, but it's fine.
With a 9.3 repeating, WandaVision.
WandaVision and number
one. See, and now everybody knows what the number one is.
Well, that's the whole point. Number one is...
What If? No, I'm just kidding. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man. So...
With a 10.16 repeating.
Wow. I mean, that's really,
because
really
some good asshole gave it an 11.
Yeah, some asshole gave it 11. So, can you also give... And if you are a follower on our Twitter, you know, we did reach out and asking for all of you to rank your 2021 MCU projects. And so a lot of you reached out to us and said, hey, here's my ranking. Here's what they were. We actually tallied up your rankings and put an Avengers listener score for our rankings as well. There was many of you that reached out, you know, Fashion Jimmy, Drink Local Beeham, Nader, Keith, MJ, Bevan, Thwip, Winter Soldier, Jared, Quadriplegic, Vincent. There was so many. Annabelle, there was. I can't shout you all enough, but thank you so much for reaching out to us on Twitter. This is your rankings all together. So, Emmy, from last to first for our Avengers listener rankings, where did our listeners rank the 2021 okay. MCU projects?
So I ranked these for the listeners. I ranked them because there's nine properties.
Mm-hmm.
I ranked them one to nine.
Yep.
So this is on a scale to nine.
Okay.
So you should probably just kind of like add a point.
But we can also say from nine to one, here's what they ranked it. You know, starting from last place to first place. Yeah.
So I'm not going to give a score with it because it's misleading.
Right.
All right. So number nine. What do you guys think it is?
What if?
What if?
Oh.
With a very low score.
Oh, man. Very low score. Yeah.
All right. In eighth place. Any guesses?
Ooh, I don't know.
Eternals or Black Widow?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Falcon and the Winter. So it deviates a little bit from our list. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Seventh place. Black Widow.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Sixth place.
Eternals. Okay.
Yep. Very good. Very good.
All right.
Fifth place.
I have no guesses. Idea.
Loki.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow.
That's where mine is too.
All right. Fourth place.
Shang-Chi.
Hawkeye.
Oh, shit. All right.
Third place.
Same thing. Our top Shang-Chi. Three. Shang-Chi, WandaVision, and Spider-Man.
Yep.
Which is our top three as well.
All right. So
it fits my list very closely.
Wow. Listeners.
Third place, Shang-Chi.
Second place, WandaVision.
Second place, WandaVision. And first place, Spider-Man No Way Home. And so, a couple of notes for that.
Mm-hmm.
A Mandalorian, I believe, just commented my favorite show or my favorite thing was Hawkeye, I mm-hmm. believe is what she commented. This again, I put this together a week ago and I just like left notes for myself being like, oh, I'll remember. I don't remember dick for shit, so sorry. I just have a note that says plus one for Hawkeye from a Mandalorian. Boo Rito and Lonely Abandoned Beagle were the only people that ranked No Way Home less than number one.
Oh, wow.
The only two people who responded ranked it less than number
one.
You
calling them out?
You calling them out. Hey, outliers.
I see.
It's a bell curve.
Exactly.
It's a bell curve. It's
What I got from this average is that I connect the most with listeners.
Oh, good, Clinton. Very humble, as always.
Yeah. So the top five were the same as me.
Okay.
Well done, Clinton. Well done.
Okay. One person had not seen No Way Home, and so I had to exclude the rankings.
Yeah,
because
sorry.
It would have thrown it off.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
And then the mid-podcast forgot Eternals, and so I messaged them and said, you forgot Eternals. And then they were like, yeah, that too. And didn't I and I so haven't looked at it since last week, but they didn't like give it a ranking. So I had to exclude. There's also sorry, mid podcast.
Well,
and then also finally Chaotic Queen and Whitney and I had very similar rankings.
Shout out.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, thank you listeners for ranking your show on Twitter. That really, really means a lot to us. And guys, 2021 MCU in review from our listener standpoint and from us. Hey, at least our top three is all alike, right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's very true.
Yeah.
If I look at my top, my number one would be Spider-Man No Way Home. Number two is Loki for me.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So I don't even know if that's true.
Oh, nothing's really.
Because y'all brought down my Loki score.
No. Guys, we're...
Sorry.
How many notes do you have? You have a note. No, the three pages.
She's got to hit every one of them.
This is not a note. This is Nader last week. Like while we were waiting for your power to come back on.
Yes.
Sent me a graph that showed like the streaming of Disney over the last like year and a half, 2 years. And it was interesting because what do you think was the number one? And this is Disney Plus as a whole. What do you think was the number one streamed thing on Disney Plus
WandaVision. Oh, it's Star
as a whole.
Frozen. Mandalorian.
Okay. Mandalorian's at number three.
Okay.
So you're close.
All right.
Hamilton.
Oh my God. All right.
Oh my God, Emmy.
No, I'm not done. You have to get down to number six to get to WandaVision. WandaVision was the number six thing that was like the highest, like Disney Plus Day did better than WandaVision.
Holy
streaming
shit.
Wise.
That's sad. That is really sad.
Soul. I don't know if you guys have watched Soul. Soul was number two.
Uh-huh.
Mulan was number five.
Are we on a Marvel podcast?
I don't know if we are anymore. I think we're just talking about streaming at this point.
Did you guys watch the new Mulan?
So, thank you for the 2021.
Did you guys watch the new Mulan? I asked you a question.
No.
I didn't.
Don't. It's terrible. There's no singing. Anyway, it got better streaming numbers than WandaVision did, and that upsets me greatly. And now I'm done.
Thank you for listening to the Avengers Podcast 2021 MCU in Review. So thank you for listening. Appreciate you guys. We hope you enjoyed us. We will be back again this Monday we were going to romanticize you. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day, and we're going to
wine dine in 69. Yeah.
No, we're not. You can't say
we're going to get real schmexy.
We're not going to. We can't say we're going to 69 our listeners. I mean, I don't think you could say that
with consent.
With consent, that's a very important thing. So as long as you consent. Hey, just let us know which one you want. So there's the three of us. We're going to be back on.
sorry. We're going to wine, dine, or 69.
We don't do all of
you pick.
Both. Yeah, exactly.
We will oblige.
And so we're going to post a poll. You'll see it on our page this weekend of whether you'd want to be wine, dined, or 69 by the Avengers podcast. We'll share the poll results. It's all three of us.
One lucky winner is going to get us as house guests for an entire weekend.
Oh my god!
When we say one lucky winner, we mean no one. But by the way, we'll be back again this Valentine's Day with a very special Valentine's Day special for the Avengers podcast. We'll see you then. So we'll be back very, very soon on your earbuds. Thank you for joining us. We're happy to be back. Thank you for welcoming us back. Patrons, thank you for your support. Could not do this show without you. If you want a hoodie, a mug, stickers, shirts, AvengersPodcast.com/shop, guys. That's where you can find all of our cool merch available to you all. This has been a great show. Guys, I've missed you. I've missed recording with you. This has been a lot of fun. Let's keep going. Cannot wait for Moon Knight! Cannot wait to review some new MCU content. Until then, you'll have us. So, guys, this has been a blast. You guys have any final words or thoughts before we head on out of the show?
Emmy does.
Emmy?
From the top, make it drop. That's a what egg.
More of the words.
Good. Words.